Okay, so today's daf. Oh, thank you. Today's page is page Lamed Gimel. We are dealing all with the laws of mezuzah, where to place a mezuzah, etc. So the last thing in Lamed Beis was Rava said the mezuzah goes in the doorway on one of the doorposts in the tefach closest to the street. So Gemara said, of course, it has to be in the gateway. How could it be not in the tefach closest to the street? Of course, it can't be outside of the doorway. So the answer is, since we know it's supposed to be, you know, close to the street, I might have thought even out of the doorway is even better. So that's why we needed to learn that, no, it has to be in the doorway. And in the doorway, in the tefach closest to the street. Okay, so now we are here. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The second line. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda taught in the name of Shmuel. Kasva al Shnei Dapin. If he wrote the mezuzah onto two columns, so instead of writing it in one column, he wrote it in two columns. Psula, such a mezuzah is no good. Meis, I'll challenge you. We learned in a brisa, Kasva al Shnei Dapin v'nicha b'shnei sipim. If he wrote the mezuzah in two columns, and he put the two columns on the two lintels, the two sides of the doorway, then psula, then it's no good.
Two sheets or two columns?
Two sheets, which means two columns.
So two separate sheets, is that what it's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we learned that if you write it in two separate sheets and it's on the two sides, then it's no good. Habasafechad, implying that if it's on one side, it's ksheira, even though it's written on two sheets. So the Gemara explains, no, the Brice is not a contradiction. What the Brice is saying is like this. If he wrote the mezuzah in two sheets, ru'i lishnei sipin kamar, that's already something which is fit for the two sides. It's not written in a way that's lending itself to be just on one side. So that's not a kosher mezuzah. A mezuzah has to be on a single parchment to be placed on the right, not to be placed on both the right and the left, or looking like it's something that would be on both the right and the left. Another law about mezuzah. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. The Torah says about the mezuzah, you shall write them on the posts of your home and your gate. So since it says Beisecha, we read that as Biascha, the way you enter. It should be on the right side of your way in. So that is in a house, from the outside in, on the right side. What about when you have two rooms? They each open up to the street, and there's a door between the two of them. And it's not that one is used more than the other. They're both used equally. So now, what's the right side? So, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'mezuzah, in regards to a mezuzah, Haleich Achar Heker Tzir. In a certain situation, we look at where the hinge is. Based on the hinge, we determine which is the more primary room. So if we imagine that this room and where that door is, right on the other side of that door would be another room, and both of us would open up to the street. That one opens up to the street over there. This one would open up to the street over here. So certainly to go into these rooms, you would have to put on the right side coming from the street. What about on that door? How do you know what's the primary room? So you look at where the hinge is. The hinge in those days was one long rod, and it would be in the there would be a it would be a, step in front of the room, it would be in that step, in that cement, that's where the hinge would go. So we look at where the hinge is. The hinge over here is on that room, the other room, because the door opens to that room. So we say, since the hinge is in that room and the door is opening to that room, that makes that room the primary room. So the mezuzah would go on the right-hand side going to that room. So that's what we're saying. If everything else is equal, both rooms equally open to the street, both rooms have equal amounts of usage, so then what makes one room primary that it should get to its right? The room that has the hinge and the door opens up into it, that's the primary room, and the mezuzah would go on the right to go into that room. So that's what the Gemara now says, my hekir tzir. What does it mean to, you know, noticing it through the hinge? Amar Rav Ada, Rav Ada explains, Avkata, the hole in which the hinge of the door turns on it. So Heichidami, so what, you know, what is, when is, do we have this idea that you follow the hinge? What I just said, you go in Pischa, if you have a doorway and a door, the bane that's between, Trei Bati, between two rooms, let's say Bein Beit Gavila, Bein Nashi, you have one room where men go in, another room where women go in. So one's the men's room, one's the women's room. And there's a door in between them. So to go in from the street, it would be on the right. But in terms of between the rooms, we look at where the hinge is. Wherever the hinge is and the door is opening up into, that is the primary room. So here, there's a nice picture here. In other words, you have two rooms. This opens to the street. This opens to the street. And between the rooms, there is a door that opens up into this room. Because that's where the hinge is. The hinge is over here. So the mezuzah would go over here on the right of the room where the hinge is in it. Because wherever the hinge is in it, that is the primary room. Now, Baruch, a question.
Opposite of hinge's side, or
usually it'll be opposite the hinge. Opposite. Yeah.
That means the New Jersey code determines what the mezuzah is. So they tell you how to open the door, outside, inside, depends which room it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. Actually,
wait, 1 second, Yosef. What's the question?
The door and just a frame.
If there's no door and just a frame, then you can't. Then you can't use this. It's not going to help you then.
In the old days, they had only mezuzah by the house, entrance of the house. But nowadays, we do it in every room.
No, we always had it in every room.
I remember those old
people were making a mistake. They didn't. They were not knowledgeable. They made mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next issue about the laws of placing the mezuzah. Resh Kalusa Bana Besa, the Resh Kalusa. Resh Kalusa is the exilarch, that is the Jewish governor of all the Jews in Bavel, appointed by the Persians. So he built a house. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to him, Amar Leili Rav Nachman, sorry, he said to Rav Nachman, Kval li mezuzta, make for me a mezuzah. In other words, take one of the posts, put a mezuzah on it, and when we put the post in its spot, I'll have a mezuzah. Rav Nachman said, no, you got it wrong. Tali dasha bereisha. First you put the post in the spot, and then you put the mezuzah, because we have a rule, ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. You're supposed to make it, it can't be from that which is already made. So just like in tzitzis, you have to have four corners, and then you put onto the four corners the strings, not that you put on three-corner strings, and then you just attach a fourth corner with a string to it. Same as with the mezuzah. You have to make the mezuzah by putting a mezuzah onto the doorpost, not first putting it onto a 2x4 and then attaching the 2x4 to the side of the wall so that the 2x4 now is a post.
But if it's a temporary construction and the seal is going on, you just want to do it temporarily.
You don't get put up a mezuzah.
It cannot be done for like for a while, a week or two or whatever, till the door is ready and then to be
installed. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Asa kemin neger. If he made the mezuzah like a peg, in other words, he put the mezuzah in like this. like this, straight, like a peg, like a nail you'd put straight in. Psula, it's not kosher. Because the mezuzah has to be straight up and down, not straight across. Any, that's not so. V'akiyasra, if Yitzchak bar Yosef, I'm wondering, if Yitzchak bar Yosef came from Israel, he said, Kulu mezuzah debay rabbi, all the mezuzahs of rabbi, kemin neger havu avdin. They were avidan. They were all made like pegs. He said another law. Hahu pischa da'ayil bei rabbi lebei midrasha. That doorway that was the private entrance just for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to go into the yeshiva, to go into the Beis Medrash, lo avalei mezuzah. That didn't have a mezuzah. There was one big doorway that everybody went into, and there was a side door just for Rabbi, just for the Rabbi. The door that was only for the Rabbi didn't get a mezuzah. So you see, but the first thing he said was that Rabbi's house, all the mezuzahs were like pegs. They were like nails. They were horizontal and not vertical. Lokash, it's not a question. When it says that they were horizontal, they were not really horizontal. I'm sorry, when we say that if it's like a peg, it's not good, it means, ha Davida Kesikta, if it's made like a peg, made horizontal. Ha, this that we said that in Rebbe's house, that horizontal mezuzahs, it wasn't really horizontal. Davida Kistavira, it was made like L's. It was made like L's. There were L shapes. They were right angles. This is the picture of it. So there was a part that was vertical and a part that was horizontal. And that is what was kosher.
Were two cloths? Like, how did they do?
Maybe they folded the cloth.
Rabbi, I tell you, it's in my situation there. Okay, I put my blouse up by my office in Harlem. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they took it down. They stole it. I look all over, put all over, even garbage can, all, I couldn't get it.
Aye.
Second time, the same thing happened.
Wow.
All right? The third time, I put it inside the door.
Inside the door, yeah.
I cannot put them on the frame
That's
anymore.
That's good.
Because they steal it, you know, and it bothers me for a week or two.
That's true.
You know, and
so we'll see in today's Gemara, you can put it in the door, it just can't be too deep in the door. It can't be a tefach deep.
Inside,
I understand.
Behind the door.
Right.
But recessed a little bit.
Have to alarm it.
Oh, you put it behind the door.
Behind the door. Inside, when you enter, mm-hmm. Okay, you close the door.
I think that's the right thing. I think so. So now going back to this issue, the issue of whether it's put in horizontally or put in vertically. Amy, let's go back to the second issue. Right? Another thing that he said was that Rebbe's private doorway into his yeshiva that he used himself didn't have a mezuzah. Ain't is that so? We know that the door that Rav Huna used to go into a Beis Medrash havelim mezuzah had a mezuzah. So my answer is there's a difference between the two doorways. Hahu, the doorway of Rav Huna ragel hava, that was used by a lot of people. So that was a doorway. So I'm Rav Yudah Marav because we use in Marav mezuzah alecha achar ragel. In mezuzah you look at what is most normal, what is prevalent, what is used a lot. So since in Rebbe's yeshiva, no one used that side doorway other than him, everybody else used the other doorway. So that side doorway didn't have the status of a doorway, therefore it was exempt from mezuzah. Whereas in Rav Huna's yeshiva, again, this is the explanation of Rashi, whereas in Rav Huna's yeshiva, a lot of people were using the side doorway, therefore the side doorway needed a mezuzah. Rav Zeira taught, Am Rav Maslan, the name of Rav Maslan, Am Rav Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Where do you place the mezuzah? Mitzvah la'anicha, according to this, according to Shmuel, the mitzvah is to put it betchilas shlisha elyon, in the beginning of the top third. So in other words, you divide up the post into threes, the beginning, it's the lower part of the top third. Rav Huna said, no, you have much more space for the mezuzah. Magbiya min hakarka tefach. You go one fistful up from the ground. Umarkik min hakora tefach. And another fistful off of the roof, of the top post. V'chol ha-pesach kulo. And everything in between those two tefachim is kosher for the mezuzah. Meisve, they challenged it. We learned in a brisa. Magbiya ben akarka tefach, amachrik ben akora tefach, v'chala pesach kulo koshma mezuzah div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says exactly like Rav Huna, one tefach away from the floor, one tefach away from the roof, and everything in between those two tefachim, you can put mezuzah. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, since it says ukshar tam leosal yodecha, about tefillin, and it also says uchsav tam mezuzah beisecha, in regards to mezuzah, makshira begova, just like when you tie, it's on the top of the head. Afksiva begova, so to the mezuzah is supposed to be at the top, but it can't be in the middle, towards the bottom. So now the Gemara says, one second, Mishmul Rav Huna, I understand Rav Huna. Huda, I'm a Kareb Yehuda, he's exactly Kareb Yehuda. One tefach off the top, one tefach off the bottom is no good, everything else is fine. El Shmuel to Amar. But according to Shmuel, who says, at the beginning of the top third, Keman, who is he? He's not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said you have the whole area between the two Tvachim, and he's not like Rabbi Yossi, who said it's only the top. So Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Nasan Olam Rabbi Yossi. He is like Rabbi Yossi, who says, it's just like tefillin on the top of the head, the mezuzah is at the top of the doorway. What did Shmuel mean when he said that the mezuzah has to be at the beginning of the top third? It means leharchika. That means as much as it could be. It could be up to a third away from the top. Shalo leharchika min akora shalmala yoser mishlish. You shouldn't be more than the top post, more than a third. But you can be anywhere up on that top area. And that's the view, like Rabbi Yossi, just like tefillin is on the top of the head. Therefore, the mezuzah can be also on the top.
And that's the halacha, right, Rabbi?
Yeah. Now, the question is really, how do you read this Gemara? Is the Gemara saying that ideally it should be all the way up on top as possible, as high as it is, the better? We're just saying, b'di'eved, you can go all the way down till a third? Or is the Gemara saying, no, ideally you should go down till the beginning of the third, but b'di'eved, you can go all the way up to the top? So that's an argument between the Rush and the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam says it should be ideally within, you know, right at the beginning of the third.
So sometimes, like, kids' classrooms,
they
put it very low.
Well, it can't be too low. If it's past the first third, it's already not the right spot. Okay, another law about mezuzah. This directly addresses Baruch's scenario. Amar Rava, Rava said, mitzvah, the ideal, is la'anicha batefach ha'samach l'shus ha'rabim. The ideal is to put it in the tefach, in the fist amount, closest to the public domain. My timer, why? Because the mezuzah is Hashem protecting us. Rabbanan Ami, the Rabbanan say, Kadesh Yivka b'mezuzah miyad, so that when you come in, people should touch the mezuzah right away. Rav Chanina Misura Amar, ki hecha de tintere, so that the mezuzah is protecting him. Amar Rav Chanina used to say, Bo re'esh lo k'midas ha-kodesh baruch k'midas basa v'dam. See that the ways of God are not like the ways of people. We saw this earlier in the Gemara about Unkelus. Midas basa v'dam, the way of people. Melech yoshim yibifnim v'am misham enosim yibachutz. The king sits inside and his subjects are guarding him and they are outside. Whereas Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, but the way of God is not like this. Avadav yoshim yibifnim. His slaves are sitting inside. V'hu mishamrami bachutz. And he is guarding us from the outside. Shenem, as it says, Hashem shomrecha. God is the one protecting you. Hashem tzilcha. God is your shadow by your right hand. Darash of Yosef, Rei de Rava, Mishmei de Rava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, interpreted in the name of Rava. Hamik la tefach. Let's say he made a hole in the doorway, like you had to do for your mezuzah, but it is a tefach deep. And it's a whole tefach in. It's a good 3 inches in. So there's 3 inches of, you know, cinder block, concrete between the mezuzah and the post. And that's where you put the mezuzah. So that's already psula. That's no good. Because that's not al mezuzos pesecha. That's not on the doorpost. That's bim mezuzos pesecha. That's in the doorpost. That's too far in. Maybe we can bring a proof. So that's what you have to be careful about. You can put it in, but not too far in. Let's bring a proof to this. We learned, Hinicha Bapatzin, if you put it...
Sorry, but the fact that people did usually outside, is it because there's a desire to publicize the mitzvah in some ways, like the Chanukiah, or not at all?
I wouldn't say publicize either, because we want it's the message that God is on our outside watching us, or that when we come in, we should hit it right away. So now, Hinicha Bapatzin, if he puts the mezuzah inside the doorpost, oh, Shetala Leal Malbin. Let's say he put the mezuzah originally the right way, like we have over here on the post, but then on top of it, he put a cinder block. So now there's a big gap between the airspace and the mezuzah. So im yesham tefach, if it's a tefach in, there's a whole tefach of post that the mezuzah is past. Now tzarech mezuzah acheres, he needs another mezuzah. Im lav, but if it's not that far in, if it's not a tefach in, and a tzarech mezuzah acheres, he doesn't need another mezuzah. That seems to be exactly like Rava. Gemara says not necessarily a proof. Kitanyahi, maybe this bride, so maybe he's talking about something else. Bapesach shachore hadelas. When you have a doorway behind another door. So maybe this is referring to something else. I'm sure your Gemaras have pictures of it too. If you have two walls, let's say this wall, we'll call it south, and this wall we'll call east. And you have a doorway here. So you have a door in the south. And there is a 2x4 on this corner, the southeastern corner. When you open this door, so now this side is also open. This side is impacted by this door. This door, on the one hand, is this side, but it also, once you open it, it actually closes the other side. So if you put a mezuzah here, right, on the right side, because of your, this is the way you walk in, put a mezuzah here on the right side. So, what would the law be about this side? Does the other side need its own mezuzah? Or do we say it's really all one doorway, and this mezuzah worked for this too? So it depends on this 2x4. If the 2x4 is a tefach, then it's two separate doorways. If the 2x4 is less than a tefach, then it's considered one doorway, and the mezuzah over here worked. Maybe that's what we're saying a tefach, but it's not a law of a tefach in regards to the thickness. Yeah.
The tefach is also depth, right?
Right.
So you can actually make a hole in the mashkoch, in the mezuzah, and
correct,
stick it in up to a tefach.
Exactly. That's our point. But we're saying
that sometimes.
Yeah, in Israel they used to do it a lot because Arabs used to steal the mezuzah. So, that's what Baruch had to do. He had to stick it into the doorpost.
Behind the doorpost, you could put it still in the front. You just
drill it inside.
You drill it in.
Put a plexiglass to cover it.
They break it.
The old stone houses.
Once they cannot see it, they break it somehow. They
cut it.
Yeah.
Democrats.
Yeah. What's the resale value?
The
problem. So the way we're reading this price is that if that post between these two doorways is a tefach thick, or even if it's not a tefach thick, but you added a cinder block to make it a tefach thick, then it becomes two separate doorways. And then the mezuzah on one doorway, let's say on the south, didn't work for the other doorway for the west. But if the 2x4 is not a tefach thick, then the mezuzah on one doorway worked for the other side too, because it's really considered one single doorway, yeah?
If the mezuzah is in the depth,
yeah.
If it's in depth, do I need to see it when I come in, or I can just cover it up?
Fully, you mean? I think it should.
I need to know where it is exactly. I mean, if I can cover it up.
No, I think you have to see it. I think so. So Gemara says that can't be what the Brice is saying. Chaba Hedja Katanila, but that's explicitly later on in that Brice. The Brice says, Pesach Shachori Adelas, when you have a doorway behind a door, Im Yesham Tefach, if the 2x4 has a Tefach, Tarach Mezuzah Acheres, then that second doorway needs its own Mezuzah. But if not, ain't tzarich mezuzah acheres. It doesn't need its own mezuzah. So I said, okay, even though it says it explicitly in the Brice may be explaining itself. Ketzad katani, it's explaining. It's explaining this law of what are we talking about? We're talking about the 2x4 between the two doorways. And that's where we said if you have a tefach, it makes it into two doorways. Okay, next case. Tanu went into Brice. Hamid la malbin. Let's say shelkanim. Let's say you have a doorway, and you don't have a post of wood on the top, and he puts a bunch of reeds on the top as the top post. Chotech shoferes, he can cut off one of the reeds, umanicha, and put the mezuzah inside of it. Amar Rav Acha, Brei D'Rava, lo shanu, when do we say that you can put the mezuzah inside one of the reeds, Ela Shehamid, that first he puts the reeds in their place as one of the posts, lo vasov chatach, and then he cuts off one of them, and he puts into it a mezuzah, v'hiniach, and he places the mezuzah in it. But if he first cuts off one of the reeds that is going to go up into the post, and then he puts the mezuzah in, and then he puts the post up, then he puts up the post, it's psula, it's no good, as we said before, like the story of Rav Nachman with the Reish Galusa's house, because you have to make the mezuzah, it can't be that the mezuzah was made for you. That once you have the doorway, you have already the mezuzah. It has to be that you have a doorway, and you attach the mezuzah to a doorway. Another halacha. Lama Rava said, Hani Pischi Shimai, ruined doorways, Pturim and Mezuzah, don't need Mezuzah. My Pischi Shimai, what are ruined doorways? Pligi Ba Rav Richumi Ve Abba Yossi. Rabbi Richumi and Abba Yossi argued about this. Chad Amar once said to Leslie Tikra, a doorway that doesn't have a roof, it doesn't have the top post. Chad Amar once said to Leslie Shikufi, that the sides are not straight, it has all sorts of, stones. Yeah, jagged stones like this picture. So then it doesn't need a mezuzah. Yeah, like that. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chisda. Rabbi Bar Shila said the name of Chisda. Ak Sadra. If you have a portico, so it's like a hallway with a roof, it has three walls. And there's nothing on the fourth side. It's totally open on the fourth side. Pturim and a mezuzah. That fourth side doesn't need a mezuzah. Lefish ein la ptzimin. Even though there's a roof, that's not considered a doorway because it doesn't really have posts on the two sides. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Hayesh la ptzimin chayaves? If it would have posts, it would be obligated. But lechizik tikriyu davidi. Is someone trying to get in from downstairs? No, but the door is open. The door is open.
But they don't know that it's open.
Okay, so Jason, all right, I just tell them. Leave it open. It's open anyway.
What, down there?
Yeah, all the way in the very depth. Put a chair there. A 2x4 would be good. So Hayesh Lapzimin, if it would have posts, it would be kosher. It would need a mezuzah. One second, but Lachizak Tikru Davidi. These posts are just there to hold up the roof that it not fall in. They're not made as a doorway. They're not made as a doorway. So it shouldn't need to have mezuzah. So Moses, that's exactly what we were trying to say. Hakikam, this is what we're trying to say. Av b'shiyesh l'ptzimin, even though the portico has posts, Ptura doesn't need mezuzah, those posts. She'ein asuyin el l'chizah katikra, they're just there to strengthen the roof, and they're not there to be side posts. Am Rabbi Abayasin. I saw the porticos that were in the house of the Rosh Yeshiva, our master, Rabba. They had posts for last Lumezuzah, and yet they did not have mezuzos. Because Rabba apparently held like this view. These were posts only made to strengthen the roof, and therefore they don't need mezuzah. May say they challenged this view of Abaye, the students in Yeshiva, from a Braisa. The Braisa says Beishar, the little guard booth, or Aksadra, or a portico. Umir pasat, and a front porch. Chayavim b'mezuzah. They do need to get a mezuzah, albeit midrabanan, but they do need to get a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, maybe the answer is that that price is ba'aksaj debei Rav. Like the portico of Rav's yeshiva, it actually had four walls. The walls just didn't reach the roof. And that's what needed a mezuzah. But a portico with three walls, even though it has posts on that side, on the fourth side, doesn't need a mezuzah because those posts are just to strengthen the roof. So, 1 second, Aksaja de Bei Rav, the portico of Rav's yeshiva, which had four walls, Kindruna Ma'al Yitzahu. That's like a full room. Of course it needs a mezuzah. So, my answer is Baksajaru Maisa. We're talking about where it was a Roman like portico. It was filled with these gaps between the posts. So, it didn't look like really a room. So, the Chiddush is that even though it doesn't look like it's got such good walls, it is considered walls, it is considered rooms, and in fact, it did need a mezuzah. Okay, we'll continue Bezrat Hashem. Actually, I'm not here tomorrow, but whoever continues will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben